and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Maureen St. Germain, and I'm here with my good friend Billy Roberti, and we bring you each week this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, to give you ideas and suggestions to learn and connect with your own wisdom and to teach you how you too can be Heaven Sent to yourself. So, Billy, are you there?
I am here. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. Maureen is an international transformational teacher, author, and intuitive. She works with individuals and groups to facilitate their awakening and transformation into the new reality that is emerging. Maureen worked as a corporate leader much of her professional career. In 1994, she decided to live according to her heart, not her head. Since then, everything has changed. She founded Transformational Enterprises Incorporated to pursue her interest in teaching and writing about metaphysics, spirituality, and manifesting your heart's desires. The first presentation she developed and shared in 1994 was You Are the Genie in the Bottle, a manifestation how-to workshop based on principles and techniques she used herself in her personal and professional life. In 1995, she studied the Flower of Life with Drumbel and Melchizedek and became a certified Flower of Life facilitator. Her Flower of Life and Advanced Flower of Life workshops are in worldwide demand after thousands of students have spread the word about her work. In 2005, Maureen chose to receive formal training in reading the Akashic Records to fine-tune her natural connection to them. She founded Akashic Records International along with the Ascended Masters Goddess of Liberty and Sanat Kumara. Over the years, Maureen has created and produced 10 guided meditation albums collections, including the Merkaba Meditation, and she's working on more at this time. She's also the author of 3 books, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, Reweaving the Fabric of Your Reality, and Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprise Incorporated, has also developed the highly acclaimed Ara Mandalas, which are essential oil blends designed to facilitate emotional healing, deeper meditations, and spiritual expansion. Today, Maureen and her company provide consulting, workshops, training, sacred journeys, guided meditations, aromatherapy products, instructional books, and related materials. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with our discussions on transformation, which means permanent change, to grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God and the people around you. Today, we are talking about asking the Akashic Records for guidance. As we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 800-930-2819, so you can call in to ask questions. Maureen is willing to give a quick 2 to 3 minute personal Akashic Record reading based on any question that you have that you call in with. For our new listeners, Maureen, can you please give us about a 1 minute recap on what the Akashic Records are?
Of course. The Akashic Records are an energetic field that is living, kind of like a wave pool. Its physical location is not here on the 3D Earth as we know it, but located in a place called the 11th dimension, which is energetically distant from where we are. The Akashic Records contain the repository of the past, the present, and the possible futures, plural.
Are these Akashic Record readings something new? That, really, they seem fairly, I haven't read about them in any of the ancient literatures.
It is true that it is new. About 20 or so years ago, there was a new cosmic dispensation that gave permission to access the records from the 3D humanity level. At that time, people were being given a way to get into the record. And it's a bit like if you will sign up for the key, you will be given the key, and then it's up to you to practice that connection and develop it and make it stronger. So we now teach people how to open up their own records as well as giving readings for individuals who would prefer to have a reading come from someone who's experienced working with the records.
Why did they do this 20 years ago? What was new? What was different? Why should they do it?
sensation as we come back to God. We're in a cycle now where we are moving closer to God, and like the yo-yo that goes down and must come back, we're now on the return phase to God. And so in order to expedite that and to make it easier for humanity, we're given access to the records so that we can understand the world around us a little better and not be so caught up. The other thing is, there's so much emotional baggage that we have created in the past that we've become attached to the way we operate with emotions and have been unable to detach from that in a normal way. When we have access to the records, we suddenly understand things that we did not understand before, and that allows us to detach from our emotional attachment to why this happened the way it happened, and we suddenly open up to a greater understanding, which then creates forgiveness, unconditional love. It creates opportunity to make decisions that are based on a higher standard. And I don't mean higher as in better, but a more evolved place that does not have the disappointment of life affecting the process or decision.
Wow. Can you ask questions of the Akashic Records that are not related to your life, like who shot JFK, or what's happening with my boyfriend of 10 years ago, or things like that?
Well, the who shot JFK is a very good question, and you're absolutely right. You can't answer out of that. And every once in a while I get put on the spot by someone who wants to know some crazy political answer. And if you have a right to know, let's say it's your dad, that's another matter. If, however, it's someone else that you don't have a right to know about, then you are impacted. Now, you could say, well, I have a right to know because, after all, you know, I was a person who helped elect JFK. Why don't I have a right to know? And the answer is, right to know has to do with your direct association with the person. So if you're the spouse or perhaps a offspring, you may have the right to know. Otherwise, it's on a need-to-know basis. So sometimes we do get political information. I have opened up the Akashic Records of Mother Earth and gotten information. But when I do that, I always ask permission, and I don't bother if I don't get permission. So it's really a matter of appropriateness at the time and the purpose of the query and so on.
Okay, well, our listeners now, you've heard the ground rules of Akashic Record readings. If anyone would like a very quick reading from Maureen about what's happening right now in your life, if you're confused, if you're wondering what's going on, you have a decision that needs to be made, please call in. We can probably reserve as much as 5 minutes to giving you a bit of an answer, but please come in with some clear-cut questions so that we can, in fact, give you an answer that will fit. Meanwhile, we'll continue talking, but call in. This is a great opportunity to get a sense of what the work that Maureen does and to experience for yourself how powerful it can be.
While we're waiting, I might want to let you know that we're coming in on a deadline that we have for our Egypt Sacred Journey, and we have some substantial discounts that are available for anyone who signs up and pays in full by September 30th. So if you've been thinking about going to Egypt and you've been sitting on the fence, you'll save $400 or $500. I don't know what the exact amount is right off the top of my head, but I do know we have to have your passport number and your name as it is on your passport, along with your full payment by that date in order to give you those very special discounts. The trip is in January. You can go out to our website, MaureenSaintGermain.com, and get all the details.
Okay, and going to Egypt is something that's quite awesome and special. You will not come back the same person you left. That's guaranteed. So, is it possible to bring through something from Mother Earth, like a little two-minute reading or something?
If I have been guided that I should open the records of Mother Earth and then I go and ask, then most certainly there's information there. And I have received lots of information from Mother Earth, and part of it was detailed in the book, Beyond the Flower of Life. And certainly I do periodically connect with Mother Earth asking about certain things that are going on. In addition, sometimes information about the Earth comes through in a personal reading for someone. And that's really the subject of something that I'm working on right now. I'm compiling a lot of information that has come through for individuals that is actually information that's universal, much like the Edgar Cayce material with individual readings, and yet we have all kinds of information from Cayce that tells us about the nature of our reality and how things are. You know, I'm always amazed, you know, back at the time of Edgar Cayce, Edgar Cayce himself did not believe in reincarnation, yet through his trances and his readings that he gave for people, he clearly stated reincarnation. And today I have even an even more expanded version of that in my consciousness because of my work in the record. Same idea.
Coming up, this is Maureen will tell us how an Akashic Records reading can change your life. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti. We'll be right back.
Zeo 88 Zeolite, the natural and effective way to detox radiation, heavy metals, toxins, and pollutants from your body. High levels from Japan have reached the U.S. Remove these contaminants easily and safely by using Zeo 88 Zeolite pure powder form. Order now and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit zeoking.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you ready for a joyful and successful realty experience? Today's real estate market is challenging, complex, and constantly changing. And is one of the best times in years to buy or sell a home. But you'll need to find the right person to help you on your journey. One who understands the opportunities and will make this the best experience of your life. Kathy Staup is just that person. An experienced real estate agent who knows the pitfalls, can spot the red flags, and guide you to a successful, positive purchase or sale. Kathy Staup can spot the real deals, saving you time chasing a listing only to find it's not available. Known as the positive real estate agent, Kathy will make your next sale or purchase easy, fun, and successful. Start this journey with positive energy. Call Kathy at 206-276-1070. That's 206-276-1070. Or visit PositivePathHome.com. PositivePathHome.com for the most positive realty experience of your life.
What are we attracting in our life and relationships, and why? And how can we let go of attracting and being attracted to things that may not serve us? Peter Kane has been facilitating deep relationship work for over 30 years. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is passionate about bringing aliveness into your life and relationships. Contact Peter Kane for counseling, coaching, or breathwork. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2050.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about asking the Akashic Records for guidance. And I hear that we have Donna on the line with a question for Maureen.
Donna, are you there?
I guess I've been through my years of transformations and all of this and come to a point in my life where I can experience joy and a lot of peace. And I still have my difficult times, but they sure I can get through them very much easier now. And I just wondered if all that I've learned through my spiritual growth these past 20 years, if should I be teaching others now? I'm not sure what the Akashic Records say for me, but I'm not sure what to expect.
Your role as a teacher is by example. So you won't necessarily have a classroom of people, but you are working with others by example, and you are influencing others. Did you want to start teaching? Is that something you desire to do?
Well, I have taught a few classes. Just when subjects come up and people have asked me, and so I have done a series of like six classes every Monday night or something like that. And I guess that another thing is that I'm too much into my head still. I need to speak more from my heart, even though I have done a lot of heart-centered work, hands-on healing in the past. So I'm thinking that for the classes, I need to trust and kind of let go of more of my intellect.
Right. We would highly recommend that you learn how to open to your own higher self, which will open your heart, or learn the Merkaba meditation.
Okay.
Some specific tools that will help you do that until you can actually get into those classes would be to do the Hathor chant, El Ka Lim Om.
I can barely hear you. Did you say Hathor chant?
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Om.
Okay.
And you can find it on my website. It's in Mantras for Ascension CD, easily downloadable on iTunes or anywhere. And just do that every day. And within 3, 6, 8 weeks, it'll change everything, and you will be more heart-centered. You are correct that you're using your central column in a way that includes your intellect and your mind, which means your ego is kind of running the show. And when you learn the higher self connection, you actually learn how to set the ego aside. That information is found in chapters 5 and 6 of my book, Beyond the Flower of Life. What the record keepers say to you is that at the present status quo, your ability to be the teacher at the level you would like is missing this important piece, which you have accurately identified. And so you will continue to do what you're doing if you want. If you want to take your work to a whole other level, then take the time to learn these additional tools, and you will be able to teach at a much higher level, which would allow you to be in a place of great compassion and love. You've had a lot of issues around safety, either being safe financially or being safe physically, and those have stood in the way of your having this sense of deep centeredness. And this is what the Merkaba will do. It'll help you move from the base of operations, from your solar plexus to your heart. So I thank you for your call-in, and I hope these pieces of information will help you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Donna. And you can, if you're looking for further clarity, you can send in an email to info@MaureenStGermain.com and ask for further clarification, okay?
And we'll move on to Brenda now. She's calling in from Clarksville, Tennessee. Sorry about that, Billy. I was going to go and introduce myself.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead, ladies.
Brenda, we have a question. We want to hear your question, but before you do, I want to remind the listeners, another tool that you can have that's absolutely free is a meditation called The Wheel. And it is on my website. It is absolutely free, and it is remarkable to clear out all the stuff you haven't gotten around to clearing up yet. So, Brenda, what's your question?
My question is, I want to know when my grandchildren will be united with their mother. I've been having them for 3 months now.
The record keepers don't deal in time frame per se. It sometimes comes through in side information. What I can tell you is they will be reunited with their mother, and that your prayers will be answered in that regard. A lot depends upon what she does and what you do. One of the things you can do is, in your mind, hold a vision of the reunion party where Mama shows up and the kids get to be with her.
Okay.
I'm sorry that we don't do time-sensitive kinds of information.
Oh, okay.
It sometimes comes through in a reading, but not necessarily a direct
Thank
answer
you.
Like what you were asking.
She is. Let me bring her on. Sorry, ladies. I was on the phone with somebody else. So, Sarah, welcome to the show.
Hi. Hi, Marie. I was just wondering about my job. I choose different ones, and they don't seem to be the ones for me.
So you're thinking that you need to change jobs again? Is that your question?
Yeah.
We would agree, but we would say find what you love about the job you have and focus on that while you look for a new job.
Okay.
So if you can't find anything you like about your job, then say, well, they pay me. And
sure.
Every time you think about what you don't like, let that be okay, no resistance. Let that motivate you to get out and look for another job, which will come your way. But you will attract a job that's more balanced towards you by you focusing on everything you love about your current job.
Okay.
I know that sounds crazy, but it helps bring it in faster if you will simply hold that energy of, okay, I love that they pay me, and they always pay me on time, and, you know, I have vacation or 6 days, whatever, or that I get paid a good wage, whatever it is that you like. And find at least two things for everything.
I just wondered if there was some reason why this kept happening.
Because you keep focusing on what you don't like. You're bringing it in. You attract, like attracts like.
Okay.
And so you're attracting this because you haven't finished being unhappy about the last time.
That's true.
If I could jump in here, what I find is that, say, thank you for this, but let's upgrade this. Let's make this better. This is thank you very much for this current job. However, now let's add this component that I'd always love to do, like working with people I love. Think about the components of what you'd like in your job. So, yes, thank you very much, but now send me something that's even better and has this component that I'd love
to
have.
And don't use the but word in that sentence. So just say, thank you for what I have, and I'm ready for something even better. And we like to, in the manifestation calls we do with people, I teach them a cute phrase that will make you surely laugh. This or something way mo better.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Excellent.
Well, that's good. So just a little wrap up. Thank you, all the callers, for calling in. Maureen, can anyone learn to read the Akashic Records?
Yes, and we hold classes all over. I travel extensively, as many of you know, and I teach classes in lots of different places. So we teach overseas as well as in New York and Seattle and lots of cities in between and in Canada. And I also teach a teleclass, usually in the fall. I do have one coming up. It's four separate classes that you join in by telephone. It's a wonderful way to get yourself started, opening up your own records, and it's pretty affordable, so you might look into that if you want to learn to read your own records and get your own answers.
And full information is on our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. And while you're there, click on our news you can use and choose Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain to look at all the other and look at listen to all the other radio shows we've done. We have them all there. And if you've missed part of this one, you can hear it there, too, whenever. Next week, Maureen and I will be talking about connecting to your higher self, which is interesting because that came up with Donna. When we connect with our higher self, we learn to lead our lives from our heart center, which is going with love, going with what we love rather than what we should do or make sense to do. And this is really awesome. So as we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder that to come to our website, www.maureenstgermain.com, take a look at our classes, see where there's an Akashic Records reading class being given to you. And this is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we are wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.